niên, vẫn mang năm cũ đã qua. Tân xuân chúc mừng cô bác được một năm phước lộc an hòa. Buộc bung thắt lưng phải đan bài, mình cùng đón xuân ở chợ Tây.
giọt đắng còn lênh đênh. Đèo cao gió lòng ngày đêm bạc ngàn, áo trắng sơn vai bạc màu, nhìn xuân về lòng buồn mênh mang. Ngày đi con hứa xuân sau sẽ về, mà này đã bao xuân rồi trôi qua. Giờ chuyện ngày xưa. Mẹ ơi, con hứa con sẽ trở về, dù cho xuân đã đi qua, chuyện ngày xưa. Mẹ ơi, con hứa con sẽ trở về, dù cho xuân đã đi qua.
thanh lọc những băng khoăn, năm nay chắc gặp tình cuốn.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.
Strength to tear a mountain down with a voice so young. the Filipino American National News is proud to have on our show Elias Brana joining our airwaves and our also our viewers out there on Facebook as well. This past summer, I follow a lot of basketball, whether it be Filipino basketball, both in the U.S. and Canada, or just the pros. And I saw a Twitter post about you and saw that I'm not familiar with this kid and doing the research that you're from Winnipeg, Canada. Yeah. How does a kid from Winnipeg, Canada wound up in Minneapolis, Minnesota to play basketball?
Well, it was always been a dream for me to come down to Central basketball. It just happened that I played for the CU team. I got an email from my dad and came down, and then we realized there's levels to this. And then my dad found out about Howard Pohle. So then the next year following, I tried out for Howard Pohle, played under them for junior EYBL, and then had an awesome season with them. And then following year, last year, I ended up with Howard Pohle again.
That's the one thing that really impressed me, was seeing that you played for Howard Pulley. For our listeners that aren't familiar with Howard Pulley when it comes to the AAU scene, what kind of caliber of fellow basketball players are you playing with for Howard Pulley?
Howard Pulley, I consider, like top of the top basketball, as it's a part of the UNBL, the Nike shoot circuit. And it brings like the best competition out there and all over the United States.
So, you're living down here currently. What school are you attending here in Minnesota?
De La Salle.
De La Salle, also for our listeners and our viewers, is a very prestigious school, but very well known in their basketball program. They recently finished second in the Minnesota State basketball tournament the other day. What was it like playing for De La Salle this past season?
It was awesome. The experience was awesome. I actually ended up breaking my ankle in the summer, but I still came here. The coaches were awesome. The experience was awesome. The players, I learned a lot from different coaches and players. So I believe it elevated my game. Not only that I wasn't able to play, but I was able just to watch and see other people. And then towards the end of the season, I was getting back into it. I was playing more, I would say. Like, getting back on. Like, I was already on the court in around January. But then during the high school season, I started playing more around February. And it was awesome to play again.
And when did you start playing basketball?
Probably, I would say, when I was 5.
And, was it something that you initially got interested in?
Yeah, my dad actually influenced me to play basketball. Like, I was surrounded by a lot of basketball through my dad. I'd always follow him to his, like, men's league games, high school games with his coach. So he really influenced me on basketball.
I've heard a scouting report on you from from a friend, AJ Monton, who's from Winnipeg, Canada as well. And when I asked him about your game, he says he has high IQ point guard, sees the floor really well, a strong court general with the ability to get to the hoop and create opportunities for his teammates. Do you feel that's an accurate assessment of your game?
I feel like, thank you, Coach AJ. Yes, I feel like it's really accurate on my play style. I believe I'm not a selfish basketball player. I play the pure point guard role, especially with my height, as it's really part of my role. Looking for other players is just natural to me. And while having the ability to make way to the bucket and earn buckets off that.
Do you feel, with you being Asian Pacific Islander, a ball player, that when you play other nationalities, when you go play in the Minnesota High School League or when you play on the AAU circuit, do you think they sleep on you because they don't expect you to, say, be a scorer or be a distributor at the ability that you are so far?
Honestly, I believe that too. Because there's not that many Filipino or Asian basketball players, especially in the state of Minnesota, as it's predominant, the scene of basketball is predominantly Caucasian and African American. So when I feel like whenever I step on the court, they see a short Asian, I feel like I get underestimated a lot. But to me, I feel like it's just a booster, and it helps me elevate my game better.
And for our listeners and viewers out there that aren't familiar, yes, Canada is really known for their hockey, but when it comes to basketball, it is an extremely big thing when it comes to the Filipino communities all throughout Canada. Can you describe what it's like growing up in that environment, that scene in Canada?
Yeah, I feel like I mentioned, my dad and his basketball leagues and stuff, I feel like it has a lot of influence on younger kids, especially in the East Coast. That's mainly where Filipino basketball happens, or the West Coast. I'm in the middle from Winnipeg, Manitoba, but there has like this probably the biggest population of Filipinos in Canada. I believe that because they always come together as a community. For Filipinos come together as a community, so the leagues they build, I would say, like, has influence on a lot of people, a lot of Filipinos that play basketball.
What has the adjustment been for you as living in a different country and, say, academic-wise as compared to life in Winnipeg?
The adjustment, academic-wise, I went to a high school called St. Paul's High School before coming here, and I would say they were really right on, really strict with academics. It was a private school, private Jesuit school. So my academics was already on point, I believe, and then coming down to a college prep school for academics, I feel like my transition was smooth. But as a person coming down here by myself, it was a bit challenging, I would say. I had my dad with me the time I was injured, which helped me a lot. But then around probably spring break, right before spring break, I was just on my own. I found it a bit lonely, a bit challenging, but with technology, I found it easier. Communication with my family and my friends. So honestly, I think it's a really good experience.
So academically, what year are you at De La Salle?
I'm a junior.
A junior. When was it for you like a real turning point of saying, let me go outside of the bubble of playing back home in Winnipeg and trying to go play ball down here?
I would say my first year with Howard Collegiate UIDL, when I experienced the top tier competition of basketball, and it made me realize that there's more to basketball, and that's, I really want to go far in basketball after coming down to the States with opportunities they present here. Not to shame Canada, but the United States has a big variety of schools, and the competition is way better out here in the States.
Do you see yourself as potentially a trailblazer to some of your fellow Canadians out there who play hoops, both boys and girls, that if they want to take their basketball journey / education journey to the next level, that potentially going to the States might be an option?
Yeah, I believe that would be a trailblazer.
Outside of basketball, what do you do to unwind or have hobbies?
I play a lot of video games, I would say. Sometimes at home, I play a lot of ping pong with my friends and my dad. I love biking.